It's that time of year again. CSC Rochester is back with their Bachelor Auction this year, and we're really excited to promote this morning here on Rochester Speaks. I am John Gehring, joined by Tim Ambrosetti and Connor McKenna, who are the CSC Rochester Bachelor Auction co-chairs for the planning committee, and excited to dive in with both of you. Thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having us, John. We're thrilled to be here, and can't believe the auction is already a few weeks away again, and we're ready to make it a great Saturday night for everybody.
Guys, I feel like this is now a staple in the Rochester community. How long have you been doing this for again?
It is, actually. So this is going to be, we say it's our 14th annual Bachelor Auction. We had to take a little hiatus there for the COVID-19 pandemic, but we brought it back in its original form back in 2022. And the last 3 years have just been, you know, fantastic. The support that the community has brought in us and bringing the event back to what it was before the pandemic. And now we're looking to make this year the best one yet.
So what do we got coming up this year? Anything special this year that's different from years past that we're excited for?
Yeah, so we're partnering with Essex. It's a brand new music venue downtown Rochester, formerly Embody on University. So it's our first go around with them. They've been a really good partner so far. But, you know, really outside of the venue, it is the same kind of deal we've been running for the last 13 years. It's 25 of Rochester's most eligible bachelors. They go on stage. They're auctioning themselves off for a date. And the highest bidder obviously gets, you know, a night out with them, and all the proceeds go right to CSC Rochester.
So it's a great cause. The CSC Rochester benefits as a result. Who are these bachelors? You say they're 25 of the most eligible bachelors right here in Rochester. Are there any specific bachelors coming up this year that we're super excited about getting to see?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have... We have a great, great group of 25 guys this year. Of note, we have Joe Ciccone. He's a defenseman for the Rochester Americans, who has graciously volunteered to hit the stage for us and auction himself off for a date. One of our bachelors, Tommy, recently moved back from L.A., where he had a recurring role in the middle and was an actor out there for about 10, 15 years. And then outside of that, we just have a great, great group of guys. Dan over at Tin Cup Social is going to be one of our main bachelors this year. And then just a great group of guys who are really just excited to get up there, to raise some money for CSC Rochester and to help out a great organization.
We're talking with Connor McKenna and Tim Ambrosetti from CSC Rochester. And today we're looking forward to this March 23rd event, just a couple of weeks at Essex. It's coming up soon once again. You guys both have a personal connection as previous bachelors yourself. What's that experience like?
Yeah, it always helps when you plan for this, just having that experience of being on the runway. So Connor and I, we were in this together. It's where we first met in 2019 for the 10th annual. And we tell every single guy, this is going to be a top 10 night of your life, because that's how it resonates with us. It's really the way we kind of word it is it's just a giant party, and you happen to be on stage for 90 seconds of it. So Connor and myself, we were recruited very organically, just like we recruit our guys every year. Not knowing too much about CSC at the time, but once we got to take a tour of the facility, learn what the cause was all about, really, it was a no-brainer. So from start to finish, you know, fundraising before the night, and then, you know, the actual night of, it was just an incredible experience. We had such a good time with it. Now we're here planning it still 5 years later.
So a fun night out, and all for a good cause. Again, this is coming up at Essex on March 23rd. It's a Saturday night, and the general happy hour starts at 7 with the auction beginning at 8:30. Connor, you say it's a big party. What can attendees expect, whether they're part of the auction or not?
Yeah, absolutely. So you touched on the general happy hour starts at 7 o'clock. We also have a VIP happy hour that starts at 6 o'clock. That is going to get you a complimentary glass of champagne. We're doing some beer, wine, and spirit tasting. Tastings are going to be paired with some appetizers, some little desserts from a local catering company, Farmhouse Catering. And that's also going to get you early access to the bachelors. So you have an hour of more intimate time to get to know the bachelors, to learn more about them and figure out which one might be the one that you're looking for to take on a date. Then the general happy hour starts at 7 o'clock. Everybody comes in. There'll be a cash bar. We have DJ Naps back this year, who will be setting the mood with some music. Get to meet the bachelors there, and then the auction starts with with Breezy and Moose coming back to MC the event promptly at 8:30. And like Tim said, it's just it's a giant party that happens to raise money for a really, really good cause.
And Tim, you spoke to how rewarding the experience was for you as a bachelor. What's one of the most rewarding things, whether it be as a bachelor yourself or now as part of the planning committee?
I think every year is rewarding in itself. The first go around being a bachelor, it was rewarding, you know, on a personal note. Just it's something way out of my comfort zone. And it's a lot of these guys' comfort zone. So putting yourself out there on stage in front of, that time there was 600, 700 people in the room that night. You kind of overcame your fears. But I've jumped over to the planning committee, it's just rewarding knowing that we're raising money for such a great cause. And, you know, Connor, myself being here for 5-6 years now, we're able to meet the members who directly benefit from the money that we're raising. So it changes every year, but it's rewarding nonetheless.
For sure. And talk about that cause a little bit more and why it's so rewarding to get to meet who is benefiting from this.
Yeah. So for those who don't know much about CSC, all the funds that we raise, again, go right to the organization. And what we do is we provide support for people who are going through cancer treatments, people who are in remission, and then their friends, their families, their caregivers, really anybody that's been affected by the terrible disease. And it's not the monetary support where some organizations might help pay for treatments or help provide the treatments. What we really do is we're there to provide the emotional support and the support that, you know, this disease takes on you mentally. So we have support programs, group sessions. We have a camp every summer for kids who have been affected by cancer where they can get away and connect with other kids and just kind of, you know, leave sort of that that dark time behind for a little bit. And we really help our members sort of find the light at the end of the tunnel and help them along their journey to recovery, you know, mentally and physically.
We're talking with Connor and Tim, CSC Rochester. They are part of the planning committee for the upcoming Bachelor Auction Night in a couple of weeks at Essex. And Tim or Connor, really, whoever, I know you're both part of the planning committee, so either of you could probably speak to this, but how do we get involved? How do we sign up for this event? And can we just show up? How does this work?
Yeah, so your one-stop shop is going to be cscrochester.org/bachelor auction. From there, you're going to be able to read up on CSC, what we do, what we stand for. You're also going to be able to get a link to purchase tickets that night. We did mention a VIP that starts at $50, and then your general admission starts at $35. We do have some group discounts included in that too. And then also, you know, at that same website, cscrochester.org/bachelor auction, you're going to be able to get a sneak peek of the actual bachelors, view their fundraising page. So if you see one you like and you really want to, you know, nudge them early on before the actual night, you can donate to their page right there.
I've seen those pages. People are chiming in already, even a couple weeks before the event. So definitely gives you an advantage, right? If you're going into the event with one of these particular bachelors, they see these donations come in, right? And that probably motivates them, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, the bachelors see every donation that they get. So it gives them extra motivation to kind of keep stacking those donations. You know, you see one come in, it feels good. You know, you're doing some good for the community and for the organization, and you want to keep doing it. And it pushes them to keep putting themselves out there and keep getting as many donations as they can to get as much money in the door before the night of the event. You know, we also have coming up this week, if people are interested, we have a bachelor cycling ride at Spoke Cycle and Fitness on the 13th at their location down on Culver Road downtown. So you can go to Spoke's website to get tickets for that. If the fitness avenue isn't exactly your thing, the next night we have our final guest bartending event with the Bachelors of the Year down at Dead Red Pecker on Park Ave. That's March 14th from 6 to 9. So you can come down and you can either be nice to the Bachelors and have them pour you a beer or see if they can make you an old fashioned or a margarita and test their skills and just help donate to the cause before the night of the event and have some fun doing it.
Going to be a fun event. Again, 7 o'clock is when that happy hour starts coming up on Saturday. But you're also talking about this event coming up this Wednesday as well, the cycling event. So excited for that. So again, cscrochester.org is your one-stop shop. You go to cscrochester.org/bachelor auction or navigate to that page from the website. But finally, guys, it's all for a great cause. You've been doing this now, this is going on your 14th year. What are your expectations? How many people are you hoping to get to show up?
Yeah, well, every year we do this, we try to make it better than the last, right? But this, we are trying to blow it out of the water. This is going to be our biggest venue that we've had since 2022 or 21, 22. So we're looking to sell, 500 tickets that night. So ticket sales are going pretty strong right now. The fundraising is obviously going pretty well. But we're shooting to raise $60,000 this year. And all signs are looking good. So really it's a giant party. You guys can expect to have a very good time. And, we've been to other charity events before. Sometimes they can be a little stiff. This is not one of those things. Our whole planning committee is a bunch of young professionals. We want this night to reflect what we like, what other people our age like. So just expect to have a really good time for a great cause.
That's huge, guys. I mean, like as a young professional myself, we're going to be going out and having a good time on a Saturday night anyway. It may as well be for a good cause, right? So again, this is at Essex coming up the 23rd Saturday night here in March. Happy hour starting at 7 and then the auction starting at 8:30. Tickets, cscrochester.org. And a fun night for a great cause.
Also would like to point out too, if you're coming to the event or thinking about coming to the event, but you might not be able to really bid on a bachelor due to your relationship status. We are also going to have some great raffles with some great fundraising packages. One that comes to mind is we have a kind of a couples massage and spa experience that was donated by Ape and Canary that we're going to be raffling off. We're going to have a golf package, sort of a summer date package, and some local Nighthawks and Amherst experiences for you. So even if you can't bid on a bachelor, but you're still looking to have a fun night out or a night out with your significant other or just some friends, there's lots of ways to get involved and to enjoy the auction that night.
CSCRochester.org for more info, and we'll see you March 23rd at Essex for the CSC Rochester annual bachelor auction. Tim and Connor, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks John.